Today, the perfect storm. Home price falls are spreading like a rash. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, that is Post covering finance and property news. Well, it seems the truth about the current slide in home prices is emerging as falls are now quickly spreading to almost every suburb in Sydney and Melbourne, and also into smaller capitals too, once regarded as a one-way upward bet by many as the perfect storm of high inflation, flat wages, three recent interest rate increases, and the fear of more, plus the changes to popular tax concessions have all hit. While, on average, residential real estate prices fell just 0.7% to $928,421 across the country last month, that was the biggest monthly decline since December 2022. And of course, as I always say, averages mask. Actually, analysis from Cotality now shows that in Sydney, 97% of suburbs have registered price falls in the past 3 months. When taken over the past 12 months, that figure is 46%. Similarly, in Melbourne, 98% of suburbs have seen the median value of residential real estate fall, compared with 67% over the year. And even in the smaller capitals, Adelaide, Perth and Brisbane, between half and two-thirds of suburbs have experienced price declines over the last 3 months, although, of course, over the last year, no suburb recorded price falls, at least so far. But if trends continue, that's going to change. Two-thirds of Brisbane suburbs saw a fall in the average price over the 3 months to the end of July, according to Cotality, while in Perth, that figure was 57% in Adelaide. It stood at 53%. Prices in the 12 months to the end of April, before the last budget was announced, rose 26% in Perth. They were up 19.7% and 12.2% in Brisbane and Adelaide. Now, of course, there is some demand from, say, first-time buyers. But as I highlighted in a recent post, there are both reasons to consider buying, but also reasons to wait. Why buy now if you can buy for less later? And in fact, those trading up, which is an area where agents are really pushing hard at the moment, are in the same dilemma. There are indeed reasons to buy bigger, but also reasons to wait. Why? Because prices probably could fall further. And of course, the other demand driver, migration, is also looking a little wobbly, as even Labour appears to be considering a tightening of the rules, but of course, for political reasons. So we'll see how that plays out. Now, buyers are already shy as more falls are predicted ahead. National Australia Bank last week increased its forecast decline for prices in Sydney this calendar year from 6% to a 10% fall, and for Melbourne from 7% to 9%. And we also know that the median days on market has picked up in August to 34 days, which is a five-year high. And the number of attendees at open inspections held by Ray White agencies nationally over the week to Saturday fell to 2 from 2.2 a week earlier. That figure was nearly double at 3.8% at the same time last year. An REA group recently told investors that property listings would be flat to down low single digits this financial year, which is still better than some had been expecting. Many across the property industry are now outwardly concerned that without further government intervention, price falls may accelerate. REA Group, the country's largest real estate portal, reported surging listings in the smaller capitals, suggesting sellers were trying to get ahead of a market on the edge of a slump. I see that in my surveys too, as investors switch to other higher yielding asset classes in reaction to the tightening of the rules and a compression in real net investment yields, even if gross yields are a little higher in some areas. and the RBA may well still have to lift interest rates again to crimp hot homegrown inflation. And while the budget did not start the price falls, it certainly removed demand from the strongest parts of the market and accelerated the weakness evident elsewhere, as the changes introduced in the May budget wound back negative gearing for investors buying existing properties and capital gains tax concessions. But the falls are indeed extending beyond high-end properties where they had begun, reaching swathes of suburbs in the capital cities. The biggest falls over the past 3 months, that's according to Catality, were in Malabar in Sydney's east, which was down 9.3%, Balmain East in the city's inner west, down 8.7%, while Kew East in Melbourne dropped 6.4%, and Forest Hill, also in Melbourne's east, fell 6.3%. Catality noted that falls were initially led by those highest value suburbs in each location, but as the downturn has become more widespread, it's drawn in a larger share of middle-tier suburbs as well. In the case of Sydney and Melbourne, it's now on into some of the more affordable suburbs too. So as a result, the falls are now impacting consumer sentiment as the negative wealth effect gets magnified by loss aversion. Markets thrive on confidence, of course, and the reverse is also true. The AFR cited HSBC chief economist Paul Bloxham, who last month predicted that price falls would spread beyond Sydney and Melbourne, saying Labour's tax shake-up had exacerbated a property downturn that was already taking shape. Interest rate changes and the tax changes apply to the entire market, so they're broad macro forces, he said. We've had strong conviction that all of the markets are going to see house price declines because there have been such big changes in terms of the investor demand story. Now, that uncertainty in the market and a lack of buyers is pushing prospective sellers to reconsider, at least according to the REA Group, the News Corporation-controlled real estate listing portal, who said on Thursday that the number of homes put up for sale in Sydney and Melbourne have fallen 16% in July alone. But then those falls were mitigated by Brisbane, Perth and Adelaide, where listings rose 13% as sellers scrambled to get ahead of a slowing market. The question is, of course, will vendors adjust their price expectations and seek to sell, or just pull back and wait for the dust to clear? I'm going to discuss this with Edwin on our rant tomorrow. There is, by the way, now more evidence of higher delinquency rates beginning to emerge in mortgage-heavy pockets across the country too, so that's one to watch. Which brings us to the weekly auction clearance rates, where total listings were just 1,388, and with a preliminary clearance rate of 55.1%, up from 53.6% the week before. That's according to Catality. That's an 11-week high, actually, based on the early figures. And it's worth noting, of course, the true clearance, where I'm comparing listed to sold, is just 41.9%, so it's really not that flash. Across the states, Melbourne led the charge, perhaps buoyed by softening prices, improved rental yields, and hoped the upcoming state election will lift confidence in the economy. Unemployment, of course, is very high there at the moment. The preliminary clearance hit 60.8%, up from the previous week's 59.6%, from just 654 listed properties, and the true clearance was 49.4%. Long-term trends, by the way, have been around 68% in terms of initial clearance, so this is hardly a recovery signal. Sydney's preliminary clearance hit 57% on early figures, a significant improvement on the previous week's 49.7%, which was then revised down later to 45.6%, and my true clearance was 40.9%. The smaller cities had very low clearance and listings this week, with Brisbane at 38.1%, on 163 properties listed for auction, giving a true clearance of 29.4%, while Adelaide had 94 listed and a clearance of 46% with a true clearance of 23.4%, and Canberra had 47 listings with a clearance of 46% and a true clearance of 36.2%. And let's not even mention Perth and Tasmania's zero results. Again, in a battle to contain underquoting, it's also worth noting that there are changes to rules which will force vendors to publish reserve prices in Victoria. Interesting timing given what's going on. The planned requirement is for sellers to publicly state their reserve, the price they're willing to accept for a home, 7 days before an auction takes place. Agents are now suggesting that this would disadvantage vendors in a falling market and cut the number of buyers competing for homes in Victoria, which, as I said, is the country's largest auction market that leaves at the moment. While Victoria is making the most sweeping changes, New South Wales is also poised to bring in rules tackling underquoting through a range of measures, including forcing agents to disclose selling price guides and keeping them up to date. In New South Wales, one change the Minns Labor government is due to implement in November will prevent a vendor from advertising a home below the value of an offer they've already rejected. While intended to stop vendors making a property appear cheaper than it actually was, the move would stop them responding to changing conditions, particularly in a weaker market, agents claim. But of course, agents love porkies, and they use that method to try and cajole people to pay more. The state government said that it was still consulting on the regulations that will be finalised later this year, and it didn't aim to restrict negotiations between buyers and sellers. Vendors will continue to be free to accept offers at any time and at any value, including if they are below the listed sale price based on their individual circumstances and prevailing market conditions, a spokesperson for New South Wales Better Regulation and Fair Trading Minister said. More broadly, though, real estate agents are preparing for an industry shakeout as home values tumble, separating those who rise to the challenge of selling a tough market from those who fall short and join what's feared to be widespread redundancies. Actually, founder and managing director of national real estate agency McGrath said, "I think that there's going to be fewer agents at the end of this than there was at the beginning. Every boom feels like it's never going to end, and every downturn feels like it's never going to end." And of course, 12 months later, they're over and we're back to business, except this time perhaps it's going to go on for quite a lot longer. "This downturn," he said, "seems to be the perfect storm in a lot of ways. You've got Middle East unrest. You've got a recent budget, which is unfriendly to investors. You've got a high cost of living and you've got interest rates. There's been a U-turn. So you've got several factors that are causing this." Having said that, underneath most of that, he said, the economy and unemployment seems in reasonable shape considering all of the above. "I think the industry will have something of a shakeout. I think that there's going to be fewer agents at the end of this than there were at the beginning." Yes, agents are having to work harder and there are less sales to go around. In fact, I noticed that Tom Pannis was in negative mood again, saying that he was outsourcing his auctions to the auctioneers who needed to earn a crust more than needed. As for what's ahead, I suspect it could be a few years before we see any significant upswing. Potentially, agents are hanging out for the spring selling season because at the moment there's not a lot of property in the market. So it is likely that we will see more properties coming on for September, October and November. But I'm not sure it'll be enough to turn the ship around as business and consumer confidence remains in the gutter, and the RBA still has its finger on the rate hike trigger. Inflation remains out of control, and real wages are not rising for many despite the government's spin. So I expect the property price fall rash to spread and to get significantly worse ahead before there's any chance of it getting better. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultant standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.